Blog Talk Radio.
Like I'm holding it on the clock down till they see my nigga red and beat on the set.
Thumbs up, having fun, that drama shit don't faze me. Baby mama blasting up my phone, that bitch is crazy. Married to the damn hustle, ain't the girl to claim me. Messing with the board and you gonna understand. Trying to make this music shit, doing all I can. Took flight for my dreams and I ain't never land. I'm trying to step out of the shadow, I ain't Peter Pan. Shut, shut, shut. Open up the doors and let the trunk blow. Turn the ball, we headed down the Oaks. Or straight the club, change the light, that's how we smoke. Shit, don't ask me no more questions, cause it's all I know. Bottoms up with the homies, we don't need no chasers. We living out here like the streets done raised us. If you tryna be about it, let us motivate you. If you messin' with the squad, then you gon' meet your maker.
I'm low key in that club, dog, and I'm drinking on that champagne.
Okay.
We popping on them black bottles like money ain't a damn thing.
Hey.
We got the girls in that VIP and they all going way, way up. If you ain't letting a nigga hit, there's no way they ride with us.
Nah.
We all getting so turned up, we faded up in the VIP. JMG got a prone his lap and she giving brain all day for free.
Aye.
If you got a problem with the squad, bruh, then you're gonna have to come see
come
me. I ain't never been no suckin' nigga, no niggas ever gon' punk me.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Me, dog. I'm Westside. 760 be the best side. Chucks on with that white tee, SD snap, I'm ready to ride. I'm so Cali, my niggas hood, they ain't fightin', so it's all good. We got the club lit, smoking loud, wrapped up in them backwoods. They bumpin' this in the vague, all the way to that 9, dude.
Yeah.
Shout out to my niggas on that beach, keeping it so
what
true.
Up?
Island ambition, I see all y'all bumping, bro. Lift the trucks, bad women, I know how that shit go. Like,
open up the doors and let the trunk blow. Turn the ball, we headed down the Oaks. Or straight the club, change the light, that's how we smoke. Shit, don't ask me no more questions, cause it's all I know. Bottoms up with the homies, we don't need no chasers. We living out here like the streets done raised us. If you tryna be about it, let us motivate you. If you messin' with the squad, then you gon' meet your maker.
Ready
Yo, what up, though, people? This your boy, DG Clip. Welcome to Connect Gang Radio. I'm kind of running solo tonight because my boy, Jay Gutter, man, he's having some problems or whatever, but it's all good, man. Much love to him. That third track that was played was sponsored Airplay. My man, JMG and Jay Chains, All I Know. Shout out to them. They've been showing a lot of love, so we much appreciate it. And tonight we got Philadelphia hitter Trell Mack. That track we just played there, Routine, that's his joint right there. And he on the line. I'm going to go ahead and put him through.
Yo.
Yo, you on Connect Gang Radio.
Yo, what's good, man? What's good with you?
Oh, what's good, bro?
Not much, man. I'm excited to do this interview, man. I'm glad to be on here tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing.
Man, for real. Like, I've been trying to get you on here for a minute, man. I've been talking to Quentin. Man, we've been, you know, schedule clash, whatever. You busy, you moving and shaking. So, man, but I'm glad we finally got to make it happen.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's going to happen. You know what I mean?
For real. So what you been into, man? Tell us what's been going on.
I mean, a lot of things, man. Right now I'm just focused on this new project I'm working on called Night Before the Dawn. You know what I'm saying? That should be dropping sometime in the fall. You know what I'm saying? Routine that y'all just heard on the radio, that's one of the first singles off of there. You know what I'm saying? I got a new joint out. It's called All I Need. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the project. And then we got Warren Buffett. That's also out there, too. And we actually just shot some visuals for that as well. So we're doing that. You know what I'm saying? And we also working on some movie stuff. And things like that, man. We're just trying to dibble and dab in a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Well, we got it. You know what I mean?
Right, I feel you, man. That Routine joint, man, that shit bang like hell, man. Warren Buffett, too. I like both them joints. I got those motherfuckers on my playlist.
Yeah, that's love, man. Yeah, man, you know, we just like to make music with a message, man. Routine, that's a message, and also Warren Buffett, man. You know what I'm saying? So I try to, you know what I'm saying, make music that could carry a message, but also, man, something that you could dance to and have fun at the same time, man. So, you know what I mean, that's just my whole approach on today.
No doubt. I feel you, man. That's a lot of what's missing out of hip-hop today, too, is the message, man. A lot of these dudes, they all sound the same. They all talk about the same mess. You know what I mean, man? It's refreshing to have somebody who come through and they actually got something to say.
Yeah, I mean, we all got something to say. You know what I'm saying? It's a matter of who's going to step up and do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know we all experienced things and we all been through, you know, a lot of ups and downs that we've been through. A war, especially, you know what I mean, being independent in this music industry and just experiencing life, man. I think everyone has something to say, but everybody want to follow a certain trend, and that's what it is. That's what's really hurting the game. Nobody really want to be themselves, and that's what's really killing it, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, you got to break away from all that, man. Don't follow the next man. Don't try to be the next Wayne. Try to be you.
Right, you just try to be the best you could possibly be. know what I'm saying, and then enhance it and then take it to another level, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean, for myself, man, I've been trying to continue to perfect my craft and continue to keep on building on what I have and making it sound different and making it appealing to as much people as possible, you know what I mean?
Nah, I feel you, man. You definitely got mad flow, man. I love listening to your shit.
Man, that's love, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm glad you're listening on, man. You know what I mean? You're going to continue to make the best music possible.
Oh, no doubt, man. Hey, what got you into this?
You know, just being a fan of music, period, man. I mean, you know, just growing up, Tupac was just one of those rappers, man, I used to always listen to. You know what I'm saying? Just somebody I used to always vibe to. And, you know, I used to always recite his lyrics and stuff all the time. But that's not really the main reason that put me into actually making music, but it was just a part of inspiration. You know what I mean? Just being around, being a fan of music, just being around it, you know what I'm saying? People in my neighborhood, they did music and things like that. So I was pretty much just out there doing it as recreational purposes. And then, you know, in 2006, 2007, that's when it became more on a professional level when I met Q The Question and we started SKE Records.
Right. Yeah, y'all doing big things, man. Like, y'all got a Spanish branch and all that stuff, man. That's just, man, it's international, man. It's just crazy.
I mean, the best thing about it is just being independent, man. I just think, you know what I'm saying, that's really the best. Matter of fact, that's like the standard now in this music, especially hip-hop now, just being independent and being more self-contained, man, because, you know, these labels nowadays, man, they ain't really giving you everything they possibly can, man, because the economy, the music industry economy is, like, real bad. You know what I'm saying, at this point, and, you know, with CD sales not doing anything, now that we have digital downloads not really doing as much as either on that token. So everything is streaming now. So, you know what I'm saying, the fact that everything's streaming, and because of that, if you got the right proper knowledge, man, you can really monetize what you got going on. You know what I'm saying, just doing the proper research. And that's what we really pretty much did on our own. You know what I'm saying, we doing the stuff that labels would be doing as far as back-end stuff, like the administrative stuff. As far as registering the songs and making sure they, you know what I'm saying, going to the right licensing people and things like that, so that way we can get credit and be accounted for everything that we do. You know what I'm saying? We just think that's the most important aspect, man, because those numbers count. You know what I'm saying? Those numbers and those tracking count.
Right, man. All that sound scan and the billboards, man, you know, they track all that. That's important.
Yeah, all that sound scan, all that BDS. They track all that. You got to have a record of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You never know, besides just the record label itself, man, you never know who might want to invest in you. You never know who might want to, you know what I'm saying, sponsor you. You know what I'm saying? They want to see what you're doing and things like that, man. So we try to do everything that we possibly can on the business end. So that way, when we go out here, you know what I'm saying, everything's working like a charm.
Right, man. That helps other people take you seriously, too, man. Like, they can look you up, see all what you've been doing. They see actual credentials. You know what I mean? And so, like, you know, like venues and all that stuff, they take you more seriously.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to have something to show for what you're doing, man. It's not, I've been trying to tell these cats out here, man, like, you know, I mean, just being a rapper isn't enough. You know what I'm saying? And just like anything else in life, just being that is just not enough. You just got to really get out here and be able to educate yourself, learn about the business, learn about the ins and outs. So that way, when you get to the right people, man, you won't get jerked. You won't be putting yourself in a bad situation where they'll let on to come and bite you on the ass. You see what I'm saying?
No, that's true, man. Like, you know, a lot of people, they don't understand the business side and how important it really is to know that.
Yeah, man, it's just the business side is so important, man. And I think it's more important than the actual music being pushed. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, again, like, if your business is not right, then the music ain't going nowhere, period. You know what I'm saying? So the business got to be straight. You know what I'm saying? You can have great music, and it don't go nowhere if the business ain't right. You know what I'm saying? It just be sitting on your computer. You know what I mean?
Right. Nah, you 100, man. That's absolutely right. And I think more of these guys coming up, they need to hear that.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, my plan is, man, and this is what we always wanted to do, man, me and Q The Question, the whole purpose of SKE Records is really to get out here and just spread that knowledge as well. You know what I'm saying? Through music and just through, you know what I'm saying, pretty much anything we can make a platform to give information, you know what I mean? And, you know, us coming up in Philadelphia where it's not really any positive record labels around, I mean, at least that I don't know of right now, Yeah, I mean, we're trying to build something different, build something from the city, so that way we can have a label, have a platform where, you know, not only that we delivering great music, but we also delivering great information, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You ever run into Freeway or Beanie Siegel or Cassidy, any of them?
Man, I've encountered them a few times, man. It's just like I haven't really had no conversations with them. Like, I might see Freeway, I might walk past them in the mall. I don't really say anything, you know what I'm saying? I just see them around, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's just me not never really being starstruck for anybody. I guess it's like a personal thing. But, you know, I see them around, but I never really interacted with them. Like Cassie, I never seen Cassie before. But like I said, I would love to meet these dudes because, like I said, they're part of the city and they're part of our hip hop culture, man. And just at least getting the chance to be around these dudes or do something with them will also be a great thing, man. Because one thing about Philly, man, you know what I'm saying, it still goes on to this day where a lot of people are against each other, man, because, you know, it's so competitive in Philadelphia as far as the music scene is concerned. You know what I'm saying? And it'll be great to get all this great talent together and really build something great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, that's what my team about, man. TMF, the movement family. You know, we all about uniting the underground and just having everybody, you know, collaborating, sharing beats, verses, ideas, promoting each other, all that. You know what I mean? Just uniting the underground, having, you know, we all help each other out.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's just really about being around like-minded people, man. You know, because I don't really like being around people that ain't really like-minded, man, because it's like you're wasting your time, and then it's like, you know what I mean? Everybody need to have something to bring to the table. Like, when it comes to SKA Records, you know, we got Q. He brings promotion. He brings the extra push, the extra oomph that we need to, you know what I'm saying, to get our music to a platform where so it could be seen, it could be heard, you know, like through people like you. You know what I'm saying? Me, on my end, you know what I'm saying, even though I own SKA Records with Q, I let him do the business thing. You know what I'm saying? I come in when it comes to the information, you know what I'm saying, making sure that we got, like, ASCAPs and registrations and stuff like that, getting that information. I just give it to him and he handle it. You know what I'm saying? That way I could be more creative on my end and focus on being creative. You know what I mean? And that's what he brings to the table and that's what I bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? As far as well as just proper business mind. You know what I mean? Like, again,
right,
like Sean Archer, the guy that's on Warren Buffett with me. You know what I'm saying? He's been a very instrumental to the things that I got going on in my music. You know what I'm saying? And as far as I see it, he's part of SKA Records too, because, you know what I'm saying, we get together, we shoot our videos. We do our own videos and everything. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to be as independent, cutting out the middleman as much as possible. He'd be with us, rocking with us, shooting videos, be in the studio sessions and things like that. And he also bring his mind to the table. You know what I mean? And we all take that, we take that education and that knowledge, and we build around the whole SKE brand and everything else that we have going on.
No doubt. Man, that's what's up, man. What who inspired you, like, to get started in this, like, you know what I mean? Like, what artists, you know, were your inspiration?
Man, I would say, like, even though Tupac my favorite rapper and he does inspire me a lot, when it comes to musically and just musically sound being, like just my sound, I would say, like, Jay-Z is, like, one of the people that really, like, took me there. You know what I'm saying? And I used to always listen to Jay-Z, and I'm like, yo, he always say some cool stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, and I just liked his persona. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, when I get in the game, I need to bring it like this. You know what I mean? So that was one of my biggest musical influences as far as just doing music, period. And, you know, so from point that on, it was like I had, like, the Jay-Z sound. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I mean, I was like, kind of following that trend at that time, you know what I'm saying? Because at first, I wasn't really knowledgeable, but he inspired me, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, if I sound like Jay-Z, then I'm going to just kill everybody like I'm Jay-Z. But eventually,
right,
what happened was I took that, and the more I continued to perfect my craft and being in the studio and just experimenting with different sounds and different beats and different tracks, I was able to come up with something on my own, you know what I mean? And it kind of strayed me away from the whole Jay-Z sound, because at first everybody going to sound like somebody because you got to get a spark of inspiration from somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, but the important thing is really take it, rearrange it, you know what I'm saying, experiment, and come up with something on your own, you know what I mean? And take that
right
to the next level.
Right, figure out what fits with you.
Right, exactly. That's all. You just gotta find yourself in that stuff. Cause everybody, man, I'm telling like I mean, everybody that ever raps, you know what I'm saying, probably was inspired by somebody and sound like somebody at some point until they actually find out who they really were or who they wanted to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then you kind of form your own path.
Yeah, that's all. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and I'm just glad that I was happy to be inspired by, you know what I'm saying, such a great artist and great talent, man, because he's been around for so long, you only to give him but the utmost respect. You know what I mean? So I don't want to sound like a I didn't want to sound like a copycat, and I definitely wanted to give him that respect, too, you know what I mean? But it was just one of those things that inspired me, and I was in there sounding like Jay-Z for a little bit, you know what I mean? So some of my old music, you can actually hear it, you know what I'm saying? And now you can actually see, like, the difference in development from my old projects to now, you see what I'm saying?
Right. He definitely was a titan in the game, too, man, so you got to respect that.
Right, exactly, exactly.
The 90s, man, the 90s overall, man, with, like, Pac and Big and all that, that was a real good time for music.
It was a great time for music, man. I just think music was more, I mean, we look at music now, everything is generational now, you know what I'm saying? So I can't really downplay the music that's here now because, like I said, somebody, it's a Jay-Z, it's a Tupac and a Biggie of this generation to someone else that's coming up, you know what I mean? And I just think,
right.
You know what I mean, it is a generational thing. See, us growing up, you know, close to the 90s era of music, we was able to experience the Pac, the Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, the Nas and all those great cats. And, you know what I mean, those is like musical gods to us. You know what I'm saying? Like now we got the Dre, you got the Meek Mill, you know what I'm saying? We got the Big Sean and all of them. This generation's Pac, you know what I mean? So, you know, we have great music then, and we still got great music now, you know what I mean? It's just the way that people take it in now is differently than how we took it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true, man. Back in the day, man, you had to buy the hard copy and stuff. Now you can find it online, streaming, all there's so many ways to take it in now, you know, with the internet, man. They just opened up a lot of doors.
Yeah, it opened up a new world, man. And it's, and another thing, too, man, and even just taking off of what you just said, it's like that you access music differently now. And you consume it so much of it. And so it's like, you know, in our era back, you know, in the 90s and stuff like that, you know, just coming up listening to that, you know what I mean? You had like about five or six artists that you knew that was hot at the time and that you knew that you wouldn't listen to over and over. But now you got like a plethora of just, it's just so much music, you know what I'm saying? So many artists out there, indie and major, that you got access to, you know what I mean? And that's why I'm saying, like, the generational thing, and that's even the generational, just technology, too, you know what I mean? It plays a big role on how we take in the music now and how much of it that we take in and how we dissect, you know what I'm saying, the two, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, what you think about this Meek Mill and Drake beef?
Oh, you know, man, just being from Philly, man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Big shout out to Meek Mill, you know what I'm saying? Just being an incredible artist, man, coming from Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying? And me, I ain't going to be on the radio, you know what I'm saying, talking all crazy, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
I will say this, man, you know, both artists, man, they are great artists. They both got their own fan bases, and they both doing great things in just hip-hop in general. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Drake fan, too, and I listen to a lot of Drake music. And I'm also a Meek fan, you know what I'm saying? And I just think, you know, rap beef is not really how it used to be. You know what I'm saying? It's not really the same. It's just a whole different way of doing it now. Sometimes, like you said, like the Drake had the at his OVO Fest, he had, like, the memes playing of Meek Mill. Just those little funny things that they put on Instagram. They take the pictures and crop his face out and put it all over the place. Like, rap beef is just so different because now it's just not only music. It's just the way that you present it, the beef. You know what I'm saying? How you present it, how you bring it. It's more strategic. And I would say this, you know what I'm saying? Drake is more strategic than Meek Mill. This is just my honest opinion. Not down to Meek Mill at all. You know, so like I said, he's a credible artist, but Drake is a lot more strategic than Meek is. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Meek a street dude, and he do that raw shit. You know what I'm saying? So he ain't really got the time to think on the strategic level. He just want to go out there and rap. Rap, 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 and just just kill niggas as much as possible, kill the beats as much as possible. And Drake,
right.
he's a step ahead, you know what I'm saying? He's a little step ahead when it comes to putting things together, you know what I'm saying? Because he's like a super creative person, you know what I mean? And but like I said, man, I'm excited about it, you know what I'm saying? I don't really condone beef, man, but I just think it's a great part in hip hop and a great part of Meek Mill and Drake just being competitive, man, because you know, they're both two great artists on top of their game, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like a beef where it's like you got a nigga up at the top, you got one all the way. It's a Meek Mill and Cassie type thing, you know what I'm saying? Where Cassie not right. so much as relevant as now, you know what I'm saying? You got two relevant high-power people that's actually clashing together. And I just think it's just something great. It's something good to watch for hip-hop. I just think hip-hop needs some different type of excitement, you know what I'm saying? I just hope the beef don't get to the point where it's hurting people. I just want to see it competitive, see who put, you know what I'm saying, put it out and see who just, you know what I mean, just do their thing. That's all. You know what I'm saying? But like
most
I said, I love both artists, man.
It's good to shake the game up once in a while, you know?
Yeah, you got to shake it up sometime, man. I mean, this is hip-hop. It's a competitive sport, period. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's intentions is to go out there to be the best. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have that intentions to go out there to be the best, then you're in the wrong field because everybody want to be the top rapper. You know, so you ask anybody, everybody going to say, like, yo, ball, you know what I'm saying? Are you high? He going to be like, yeah, I'm
right.
hotter than all these niggas out here. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to say that, even if they don't think that. I mean, and they don't really believe that in themselves, but they're going to tell you, I'm hotter than anybody out here. Pitch your best man up against me. And that's just how music is, man. But like I said before, man, you know what I'm saying? It's great to shake up the game a little bit. And like I said, Drake's an incredible artist, and so is Meek Mill. They both got their own lane. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, it's like a little shocking thing. Like Drake, the way Drake came at it with the back-to-back joint, I think that was really dope. You know what I'm saying? I just think that was a dope-ass freestyle. You know what I'm saying? That he put together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? His wordplay on it was just crazy. And that's like I said, down to the cover art, how strategic that was. You know what I mean? And then he actually bought bottles for Charlamagne. And you know what I'm saying? Then he went to his OVO Fest, took the Mimi's and put them up on a big screen. Like going to 50 Cent shit, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? You know 50 Cent?
Right.
He was like a bully when it came to beef. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt, man. Nobody wanted to mess with 50.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 50, he's like, he will put it together as a presentation. Like, I'm gonna take you and I'm going to turn you into a presentation and I'm going to embarrass you. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just about the rap. It was about how you just construct it. It's like how you build it. You know what I'm saying? It's like a stage. You build it and this is how I'm going to put you up on the big screen. You know what I mean?
Right. He turned that shit into a big-ass event.
It's an event, man. But what you think about it, though? What's your opinion on it?
Man, my opinion, I don't know, man. My opinion is pretty basic, man. Meek Mill's a street dude, and I think Drake is fake. And so I think Meek just win because he's real. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like
I know you say you don't want to pick no sides, but, man, I like Meek Mill just because he's real.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, everybody got their own perspective, man. Like, it depends on what you... Yeah, I'm saying it really depends on how you define real. Like I don't take nothing. Like I know the whole ghostwriting situation thing. I mean, I would never look at that the same because you got like a writer actually writes your raps. But at the end of the day, I still believe that Drake is still a great artist. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm not taking nothing away from him. You know what I mean? I just know he's a street dude. You know. So,
yes, Meek's a street dude. He's a real dude. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't really know how real or how fake Drake is because I never personally met him. And I really never met Meek before, so I don't really know personally on how real they are. You know what I'm saying? I just know from what I see, you know what I'm saying, and what I'm hearing, what's going through the channels. You know what I'm saying? Besides the fact that Drake got a ghostwriter, you know what I'm saying, I felt like he was like a pretty much a real artist, the way that he expressed himself in his music, you know what I'm saying? So,
but
until that came out, I'm saying, I don't, like I said, you know, the whole ghostwriting situation is kind of sketchy, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know I mean, I can't really judge it too much because it's like, okay, I mean, you probably just ran out of content or things to say, you probably need some help with this project. Now, if some shit come out all those old projects, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about like Take Care and the other joints. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, now you just pretty much had a ghostwriter your whole entire career. You know what I mean?
Right.
That, you know, I mean, we can't respect, but like he can't, like me and Q, the question was having a conversation earlier. He was like, yeah, man, he never really, you know what I'm saying? He, you know, it's going to keep becoming one of those things that's going to keep coming out to the light because they're going to be all checking his credits and things like that now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So they're going to
be testing him, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, like I said, it's one of those things we got to see how it plays. And then, like, again, you know what I mean? I think it's a competitive thing.
I mean, the one thing I don't like about Meek Mill, though, is he run with Rick Ross, and Rick Ross is probably the fakest dude to ever exist. You know, he was a prison guard. And then he stole the identity of, you know, a drug lord from the 80s and grew his beard. He did more than that. He grew his beard like him and everything, man. That shit's just creepy.
Yeah, man, but that does that really make him fake, though? You know what I'm saying?
You go to a prison guard and then you a rapper. I mean, to me, that's just, I don't know.
But see, I don't think that really makes him, it all depends on your perspective of what's fake. Now, personally, we don't know how fake he is or how real he is. We just know on a character that he plays now. If that's the case, right, like at least 95% of the game is fake because most rappers and most artists has to build a character. And that's what Ross did, I feel like. I don't think, on my perspective, I don't think just because he, because every, not to say every artist that you know had a job, they probably was something, a male person or whatever the case may be. Just because he was a police officer, you know what I'm saying? It's really hard to really say. It's all about perspective and how you really see it, though, man. But I just think Ross, of course, he took somebody else's shit, took somebody else's character. You know what I'm saying? And it's like he should have at least gave a motherfucker a heads up if he's going to take somebody else's character, man. But if it's one of those things, like, listen, this is my idol. You know what I'm saying? I want to build a character around this guy. I want to build a character around Ross. You know what I'm saying? And this is who I want to be, and I want to take it and perfect that. I don't think nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure how fake or how real he really is, you know, in between that. Now, I will say this. Ross is one of the few niggas that really took care of his artists, at least what I see. You know what I'm saying? Like, Ross really did a great thing for Meek, a real good thing for Meek and his other artists, and he stand behind them. You know what I'm saying? Now, not too many motherfuckers going, and Ross is an artist himself. Now, most artists, label owners, like, they don't really have the time, you know what I'm saying? But every time I see Ross has always got his artist back, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing I can account for, you know what I'm saying? And that's why Meek probably fuck with him heavy, you know what I'm saying? So to me, that really overshadows anything about him being fake as far as being a correctional officer, man, because a lot of these motherfucker artists and CEOs, man, they raping their artists, man. That's the fakest shit ever, you know what I'm saying? How you gonna give a nigga an opportunity And then take that shit from him behind his back without him knowing? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't know the contract, for what I see, you know what I'm saying? My perspective, you know what I'm saying? Just on another level in regards to that, that's what I see, you know what I mean? But you know,
right.
But from the streets,
well,
and
I feel you on that, man. I appreciate your perspective.
No, for real though, man, I understand what you're saying too, because on the street level, street niggas gonna look at Ross like, yo, this nigga's fake as shit. You know what I'm saying? I can see it because, like I said, everybody had their own perspective based on the environments they come from and how they see different things. You know what I'm saying? But from the street level, motherfuckers like, yo, that nigga's the fakest nigga ever. Why the fuck he wrote with that nigga? You know what I'm saying? I can understand why would they say that, because the environment they're in, that's not what they really condone, and that's how they build their perspective around the situation. You see what I'm saying?
Right. He probably, more than likely, he was just looking at it as the opportunity versus whether he was fake or real or was a prison guard or whatever. It was just a good opportunity for him to come up in the game. So,
yeah,
you know, hats off
right
to him for that, man. I respect that.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's all about, personally, I'm saying Ross probably the realest nigga ever. You know what I'm saying? We don't know him personally. That's the thing, though. You know what I mean? We're only judging off what the media and everybody else say. You know what I mean? And that's all we really have to go by. You know what I mean? That's not 100% valid at the end of the day.
Well, man, we almost out of time. I want to give you a chance to, you know, put your links out there, let everybody know where they can find you at.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. First of all, I just want to thank you, man, for having me on the show, man. Being able to get on here and then talk about what I got going on, the whole SK Records team, and give me a chance to get my perspective on a few things, man. Big shout out to the whole squad. the whole SKE squad, man, Sean Archer, Peter Jones,